In the name of Jesus, I speak. First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity to be here to meet up with our brothers and sisters from different parts of the USA and also out with the USA.
首先我想感谢神让我有这个机会能在这里与从美国各地跟世界各地不同的弟兄姐妹们来相会。
I believe being able to assemble here is the grace of our Lord Jesus for us.
那我相信也是神的恩典使我们能大家聚集在此。
So that when we are together, not only we can have fellowship with one another, we can also learn from one another.
那我们在一起不只能彼此团契, 也能从互相一起学习。
For the next few days, including today's, I'll share with you some of the teachings from the book of 1 Corinthians.
那今天跟再来几天，我将与大家分享哥林多前书、哥林多书里面的信息。
Find that 1 Corinthians is quite a lengthy book.
哥林多前书是蛮长的一本书。
Altogether, there are 16 chapters.
那总共有16篇。
So what I'm going to do is that, first of all, I'll give you a brief introduction to the book.
那一开始我会简短的介绍这本书。
And then I will select some of the themes in the book to share with you.
那我会选书中的一些主题来与大家分享。
I don't think I will give you any test.
那我想我应该不会给大家考试。
Unless I'm told to do so.
除非我需要。
But I won't give you any test.
但是我不会给你们任何的考试。
Okay, but you have to read through the books 10 times.
但你需要读哥林多前书10次。
Alright, and during the lesson, I will ask you some questions as well.
然后在课程中，我也会问大家一些问题。
Is that fair?
可以吗？
It's fair. Yeah. So you must read through 10 times at least.
所以你就要读哥林多前后书10次。 前书十次。
If you want to read the Second Corinthians, fine.
你要读后书也可以。
Okay. The book of First Corinthians was written by Paul.
哥林多前书是保罗所写的。
The church at Corinth was established in his second missionary journey.
那哥林多教会是在保罗第二次行程所建立的。
We can turn to Acts of the Apostle, chapter 18.
我们可以翻开《使徒行传》第18章。
First Corinthians chapter 18.
使徒行传第18章。
Sorry, Acts of the Apostle chapter 18.
使徒行传18章。
We read verse 1.
读第一节。
And after these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth.
第一节，这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。
And according to this chapter, he stayed there for about 18 months.
那这章里面跟我们讲，保罗在那待了18个月。
We can read verse 11.
可以读第11节。
And he continued there for 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them.
保罗在那里住了1年零6个月，将神的道教训他们。
So according to some sources, he went there in the year 51 AD.
那有些记载是他在主后151年去的。
And then he left the place and problem began to creep into the church.
那他离开之后不多久，教会就开始腐败。
In the year 55 AD, he wrote this epistle to them.
然后在主后55年，他就写了这一本书。
We find that there are many issues raised in this book.
那我们也可以发现这本书里面有讲了许多的问题。
One of the main reasons for Paul to write this book is to correct and resolve some of the issues in the church.
那保罗写这本书的用意之一就是要更正他们的问题。
And I think if you read chapter 1 to chapter 3,
那你如果读哥林多前书一到三章
，Here it talks about the division that happened in the church at Corinth。
这里有讲到在哥林多教会内所发生的纷争跟结党。
Obviously there were reasons constituted to the division in the church。
那也有原因引导导致他们的纷争与结党。
How did Paul resolve the issues？
但保罗是如何来结化这个问题呢？
We find that he introduced Jesus to the people once again.
可以发现说他重新的介绍主耶稣基督。
I think when there is a division in the church,
我相信说当教会有纷争的时候
it is because the members fail to realize that it is Jesus who lead the church.
是因为信徒无法认知说是主耶稣在领导教会。
When we read the second part of 1 Corinthians,
那么读哥林多前书的第二部分。
We read says from verse 14 of chapter 4.
讲从第四章的第十四节起。
We read 1 Corinthians 4 verse 14.
哥林多前书四章十四节。
I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you.
我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。
So here we can see the heart of Paul towards the church.
所以我们这里可以看到保罗对哥林多教会的心态。
The church made a mistake.
那教会犯了错。
He warned them.
他警戒他们。
Some of the believers misbehaved themselves.
那有一些信徒没有有不好的言语行为。
Paul wrote to warn them.
那保罗写着书信来警戒他们。
When we come to chapter 5 and chapter 6,
那我们来到第五章、第六章时
he rebuked those who refused to change.
他责备了这些不愿意改变的人。
They were believers who puffed up over the sins that they committed.
那这些是信徒，他们为自己所犯的罪而成为骄傲。
That's why Paul rebuked them.
这也是为什么保罗责备他们。
He even excommunicated them.
他还有把他们除名。
When we come to chapter 7,
那我们读到第七章。
We read verse 1.
那么第七章第一节。
I'm not too sure about the Chinese, but my English version says, Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me.
接下来说，论到你们信上所提的事。
So we find that the members actually wrote to Paul.To resolve some issues in the church.
所以我们看到说，哥林多教的信徒有其实有写信给保罗。
So from chapter 7, I think right to the end of the book.
从第七章到这一本书的尾。
Paul actually was trying to answer the question raised by the believers.
那保罗其实是试着在解答这些信徒们所问的问题。
He was like a counselor to the church.
他像他们这个教会的辅导员。
So he guided them and led them step by step.
所以他是一步一步的带领着他们。
Here once again we can see the love of Paul for the church.
所以这里我们再次看到保罗对教会的爱。
So when you read the First Corinthians,
所以当我们在读哥林多前书时
This is one of the ways or approach that you can adopt in reading it.
那这也是我们能在读这本书的一个方法。
Now you may ask why did Paul write to the members at Corinth?
我们可能会问说，保罗为什么写信给哥林多教会信徒
？Apart from resolving or correcting the church, what lesson can we learn?
那除了他要更正教会，那我们能学习什么呢？
We see that Paul went to Corinth to establish the church.
我们可以看到说，保罗到哥林多来建立教会。
He preached there for 1.5 years.
他在那里传道超过一年半。
As a result, the church was established.
那结果就是教会建立起。
From the point of establishment to the point of becoming perfect.
那从教会建立到成为完全的。
We find that the church has to go through a period of struggle.
我们可以看到教会经过了一段时间的挣扎。
Paul being a father figure to the church.
那所以保罗他身为这个教会的一个父亲的责任。
So he wrote to them to encourage them.
所以他就写信给这教会来鼓励他们。
So he showed great concern and love for the church.
所以他有表现他的爱心跟他的关心。
And also in this book we can see that not only Paul went to Corinth to preach. In fact, we've realized that God could make use of different workers from different walks of life to build up His church. No one is indispensable.
那没有人是, 可以, 随便代替的。
We know that. Sorry, I'm trying to help them, but I can't. But we know that Jesus Christ is the person who is in control of the church. So in the book, we see Apollos, we see Cephas.
所以在书中我们看到亚波罗跟基法,
we also see Paul.
我们也看到保罗,
different workers
who
went to build up the church at Corinth.
然后到哥林多来建立教会,
so to me, this book also teaches us how co-workers, different workers can work together as a unit or as a team for the sake of the gospel.
然后这本书也教导我们说保罗跟他的同工是如何为了福音的缘故能一起同工来同工。
So the will of God can be fulfilled through different workers.
那所以神的, 旨意借着不同的功能也能成全。
If you look at Paul and Apollos,
那如果我们看保罗与亚波罗,
we see that Paul was so much older than Apollos.
我们可以看到保罗比, 亚波罗还要年长许多。
And yet, Apollos was given a chance to serve in the church.
但亚波罗却有这个机会来服侍教会。
This is how the church should be built up and train up more workers as well.
然后这也是我们今天教会要如何要来建立，然后要训练更多工人。
In this book, we also can see the importance of knowing what is right and what is wrong.
从这本书我们也可以晓得能够分辨错与对的重要性。
We know that the Lord does not tolerate sin in the church.
那我们也知道我们的神是, 不允许任何罪在教会的。
He is a just God.
他是一个公义的神。
But it does not mean that He is not merciful.
但不代表他不是有怜悯。
So if we made a mistake,
所以我们如果犯错,
then we must come before the Lord and confess our sin.
那我们需要到神面前来认罪。
Because He is a holy God.
因为他是圣洁的神,
He does not allow sin to permeate in the church, to remain in the church.
他不会让罪永居在教会里。
This is what we can see in the book.
这是我们从哥林多前书可以学到的。
And also in this book, we find that Paul has to explain the principle of God to the church.
同样在这本书我们看到保罗需要对教会解释神的原则。
Why is it that Paul needs to explain to the church?
那为什么保罗需要解释呢?
Because the church was in a very confused, chaotic world.
因为这时教会是在一个非常混乱跟无知的状态。
If you look at Corinth,
如果我们看待哥林多,
Corinth is a very corrupt city.
那哥林多是一个很腐败的城市。
Sometimes, if we are not careful, or if the church was not careful, see that this secular ideas would begin to creep into the church.
那如果不小心,或者教会不谨慎,世上的风俗跟一些思想就会进入教会。
So members adopted different practices and they brought into the church.
所以那时的信徒他们接受了许多不同的方式,然后带入教会。
So we find that Paul had to correct them one by one.
所以我们看到保罗需要一个一个的教导跟正他们。
That's why Paul had to explain the principle of God to the church.
那这也是为什么保罗需要再次解释神的原则给这个教会。
To do that, you know, the workers of God must know God's word.
那需要这样做这个工人需要了解神的话。
If a worker is ignorant of God's principle, then how can he teach and correct and guide the church?
如果神的工人对神的话没有任何认知，他如何来教导教会呢？
So this is a very important point to bear in mind.
那这也是我们今天所要学习的一个重点。
So we find that Paul also wanted the church to understand that God was in control of the church.
那我们可以发现保罗希望教会能了解说神是教会的主宰。
So members' understanding of God comes through the workers at times.
所以把这些信徒的认知是介于这些工人的认知。
So we can see that how important for the workers to pursue to know more about God.
所以我们可以看到工人追求神的道理的重要性在哪。
So these are some of the purposes that we can find in the book of 1 Corinthians.
那这也是在哥林多前书能发现的一些重点。
So now I'm going to talk about the first chapter, right?
我想要分享第一章。
First chapter. We read verse 1 and verse 2.
哥林多前书第一章第一跟第二节，请你念就好了。第一节，奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗与兄弟所提你第二节写信给哥林多神的教会，就是在耶稣基督里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
First of all, Paul talks about himself.
那首先保罗先提到自己。
And then he talks about the church of God.
然后再来是哥林多教会。
Here it says the church of God, 神的教会。这里说的神的教会。 We know that Paul established the church.
我们知道保罗设立这个教会。
When you read Acts chapter 18,
使徒行传18章时。
Like what we said, he spent 18 months there to establish the church.
我们知道他花了18个月在那里建立教会。
But Paul had a very clear concept about the church of God.
但是保罗对神的教会有个非常清楚的。Here
he says to the church of God.
所以他说到神的教会。The
church does not belong to anyone.
这个教会不属于任何一个人。Paul
knew that the church belongs to Jesus Christ alone.
保罗也知道教会只专属于主耶稣基督。No
one has power to lay claim over the ownership of the church.
没有一个人有这个权利来拥有任何一个教会。
Because I have not died for anyone.
因为我并没有为任何一个人死。
It is Jesus who has died for us.
那是主耶稣为我们而死。
So Paul recognized the headship of Christ in the church.
所以保罗认知说主耶稣是教会的头。
I think this is a very important point to bear in mind.
那我相信这是我们大家要记得的。
We turn to 2 Corinthians.
你翻开哥林多后书。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
We read verse 1.
第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1.
哥林多后书一章一节。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, a brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, which all the saints who are in all Achaia.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给在哥林多神的教会并雅盖亚片处的众圣徒。
When he wrote the second epistle to the members of Corinth,
当他写第二封书信给哥林多的信徒们,
again he says to the church of God.
同样他再次说给神的教会。
So this is a very important understanding.
所以这是一个非常重要的认知。
If God owns the church,
如果神教会属于神,
what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢?
First, we must recognize that we must recognize God's work in the church.
第一，我们要认知神在教会的工。
He is the person in charge.
他是教会的主宰。
He is in control of the church.
然后他是统治教会的。
We are called into the faith and to the fold to build up the church together.
那我们是被召来归于这个羊圈来建立神的教会。
I have been saying to myself,
那我时常对自己这样讲,
if I were Paul,
如果我是保罗的话,
I spend so much time in establishing the church at Corinth.
那我也花了那么多的时间来建立哥林多教会,
18 long months,
18个月,
and I met with a lot of afflictions.
那我也经历了许多的困难,
and finally the church was built up.
那终于教会建立起了。
I think it will be very tempting for me to tell people that, look, that's the church which I have established.
那我觉得我自己会很想跟人家说，看，这是我所建立的教会。
Because I put my heart, my effort into it.
因为我是用我全心全力来建立这教会。
I may even risk my life there to build up the church.
我或许还冒着生命的危险来建立教会。
But Paul was very cautious, very careful.
但是保罗非常的谨慎。
He said, to the church of God which is Corinth. So he recognized the headship of Christ. So if Christ is the owner of the church, then we who are called by him must submit to God.
那我们所被神呼召的就要顺服神。
I think that is important.
我相信这非常的重要。
We may say, how can we submit to God?
我们可能会问我们如何顺服神呢？
I think the basic way to do it is to follow what the truth says.
最简单就是要遵守神的道。
That is the basic requirement.
那这也是最简单的要求。
Today, if I said I submit to God,
那今天如果说我顺服神,
but I don't follow what the Bible teaches,
但我不遵守圣经所教导的,
and I'm a liar,
那我就是一个骗人的,
I don't submit to God.
我不顺服神。
Now, I think when we talk about submission,
那当我们谈到顺服时,
how can we submit to him?
我们如何能顺服于神呢?
We look at one example.
我们来看一个例子。
Return to 1 Peter.
请翻开彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
彼得前书第五章第六节。
Therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
第二节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Peter reminded the church to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God.
所以彼得提醒教会要自卑，顺服在神大能手下。
And again, we may question ourselves, how?
同样，我们可能再次问自己。
We said, look, I come to the church on a weekly basis.
各位说，看我们每个礼拜都有来教会。
I come to worship God on the Sabbath.
我安息日都有来敬拜神。
I serve the Lord.
我也服侍神。
I help our brothers and sisters.
那我也帮助我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Is that not enough?
那不够吗?
Is that not a sign of submitting to God?
难道这不是顺服的一个表现吗?
I think it goes beyond just that.
但我相信这个不只只有这样子。
We read verse 5.
我们读第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
彼得后前书第五章第五节。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，是恩给谦卑的人。
We know that God has set an order in the church.
那我们知道神在教会有一个规则。The
order is such that the younger people must submit themselves to the elderly ones.
这个规则也就是年幼的要顺服年长的。So
the younger ones must demand themselves to submit to the elderly ones.
所以年幼的需要谦卑自己来顺服年长的。But
at the same time, the elderly one must learn to submit to one another.
但同样年长的需要学习顺服与彼此。
So that the entire church is clothed with the humility of Christ.
所以整个教会都以谦卑束腰。
That's why here it says, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble.
也是为什么这里说神阻挡骄傲的，却施恩给谦卑的人。
So if there is no mutual submission in the church,
如果在教会里没有彼此的束腰跟顺服,
then we cannot say that we have submitted ourselves to God.
那我们不能说我们已经顺服于神。
So we find that this is how God operates in the church.
那我们也发现这就是神如何在教会中运行。
If the church belongs to God,
如果教会是属于神,
then we must submit to God.
那我们一定要顺服于神。
In the process, we submit to one another.
然后在这过程中，我们要顺服于彼此。
We also need to learn from one another.
我们也要从彼此学习。
Now, if God owns the church,
那如果这个教会属于神,
then we must pursue to live out the will of God.
那我们一定要追求来活出神的样式。
I think that is the reason why the Lord has chosen us.
那我相信这也是神拣选我们的原因。
By living out his will, we become a light to the world.
那在我们活出他的旨意, 我们就成为世界上的光。
So that people can see that we are the children of God.
所以其他人可以看到我们是神的儿女。
Today, if we do not live out the will of God,
但今天我们若不活在神的旨意之下,
then people will not know who we are.
那人家,别人并不能知道我们是谁。
Not to mention knowing Christ through us.
也不用说他们会借着我们来认识主耶稣。
I think we must pursue to live up for live for Christ.
那我相信要活，为什么活？我们需要来追求。
We know that Jesus is the head.
我们知道主耶稣是头。
And he rules the church.
他也是掌管这个教会。
So as Christian, as believers of God.
所以称为身为基督徒还有信徒。
We must live out the nature, the very nature of God.
我们需要活出神的本质。
What is the nature of God?
神的本质是什么呢？
Peace, kindness, and humility.
平安、谦卑与跟仁爱。
All these are the nature of God.
这些都是神的本质。
So this must be seen in the church.
所以这些就在教会需要能看见。
I always say to myself.
那我时常跟我自己这样讲。
We want the church to grow.
如果我们希望教会能够成长。
I think this is very good. We want the church to flourish.
那我们如果想要教会能够增长。
To allow the church to grow, the believers must be Christ-like.
那要让教会的成长，我们的信徒需要像基督一样。
The church must have the peace of God.
那这教会需要拥有神的平安。
In this way, we can feel that this is truly the Church of God.
那我们能感觉到这真的是神的真教会。
I think maybe the next few days we'll talk a bit more about this.
那再来几天，我会更多的分享。
So when Paul wrote to the church,
所以当保罗写信给这个教会
，He is very careful.
他非常的谨慎。
How many of you have read through the chapter already?
那你们这里有多少人已经读过了哥林多前书？
Just this chapter.
就只有第一章。
Can you tell me, right? You know when he wrote this chapter?
你可以告诉我他是什么时候写这一章？
Which is the most common name that he used?
那他用最频繁的名字。
It's commonly used name. Which one is the most commonly used name?
最常用的名字是哪一个呢？
Which one?耶稣基督 very good.
It's Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Why did he do that?
那他为什么这样子呢？
Right, why did he keep mentioning Jesus?
他为什么一直提到耶稣基督？
Like verse one.
第一个。
Verse one, 第一节。
第一节。
And then he mentioned twice in verse two.
那第二节讲到两次。
Verse three.
第三节。
And then verse four.
第四节。
Verse seven.
第七。
Verse eight.
第八。
Verse nine.
第九。
Verse ten.
还有第十。
Kept mentioning the name of Jesus.
他继续讲到耶稣基督这个名。
Why did he do that?
为什么呢？
Why do you think he did that? Why?
你觉得他为什么这样做呢？
He's saying that because there were division, there was division in the church, and to allow the church to know that Jesus Christ is the center of their faith. Right. That's correct.
没错。
Right. Now, you know the division in the church is quite severe, it's quite serious.
那我们知道他们纷争结党这个问题是蛮严重的。
I want to ask you a question.
那我想再问你们一个问题。
If there's a problem in your family, what would you do?
那如果你今天家庭中有问题，你会如何行呢？
Let's say a family and the children are fighting among themselves.
那我们来说，你家庭你的孩子在彼此中间在打吵架。
What would you do?
你会怎么样呢？
Don't quarrel, stop, stop, stop.
你会叫他不要再吵了吗？叫他赶快停。
They may not listen to you.
那或许他们不会听你的话。
What would you do?
那这时你该如何呢？
祷告。Pray to God. Tell God about it. 奉耶稣的基督的名叫他不要吵。Silence them in the name of Jesus. Alright. Okay. But if you look at the church here,
那我们如果看这里的教会
we see that these people are very, very talented.
我们可以看到这里有许多高知识的人。
Now, how did Paul go about resolving the issues?
那保罗是到底如何来解化他们的问题呢？
You know, to me, I said to myself,
对我来说，我跟我自己讲。
If I were to be sent to this church.
那如果我是被差派到这个教会。
I know that this church is full of problems.
那我知道这个教会充满了问题。
Maybe when I started talking to them.
那当我开始跟他们讲话时。
I'll rebuke them.
我会责备他们。
But Paul was different.
但保罗却不一样。
We read verse 4.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4 to verse 9.
第四到第九节。
He said, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Jesus Christ.
第四节，我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。
Verse 5.
第五节。
That you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge.
因为你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you.
正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固。
So that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
Verse 9.
第九节。
God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
There may be problems in the church at Corinth.
那或许在哥林多教会有问题。
But there are also many merits, good points that the church had.
但在教会里面，他们有很多的优点。
But it seems that the demerit of the church, the weak points of the church, had overshadowed the good points of the church.
但似乎看起来他们的弱点跟软弱，超越了他们的优点。
Because Paul was writing this epistle to correct and to address the problems of the church.
因为保罗写这本书是为了要更正他们。
But if you look at verse 4 to verse 9,
但我们若读第四到第九节，
there are plenty of good points in the church as well.
在教会里面有许多的优点。
Caused Paul, prompted Paul to what? To praise God, to give thanks to God.
使得保罗都也在这里感谢神。
What lesson can we learn here?
那所以我们在这里能学到什么呢？
Sometimes we must also look at the good points of others or the good points of the church.
那时常我们也需要来看看教会有的优点。
Sometimes we are very troubled by the weakness of the church.
那时常我们被教会的软弱非常的扰乱。
To an extent that we become very weak. We are without strength.
到了一个地步，我们自己成为非常的软弱。
But if you look at the good points of the church,
但我们如果看一看教会的优点，
and the merits of the believers,
还有信徒身上的优点，
I believe surely our faith will be lifted up.
那我相信我们的信心一定会被提升。
To me, after all, yeah, this church is not a perfect church.
那对我来说，这个教会并不是一个完全的教会。
But this church also possessed some good points.
但这个教会却也拥有一些优点。
In fact, this church is very gifted.
那其实这个教会非常有恩赐。
So, in verse 5, yeah?
那第五节。
These people were given utterance and knowledge.
那他们凡是丰富知识都全备。
Paul even says that they were not short in any gift.
那保罗也说他们不缺任何的恩赐。
This is the merit of the church.
那这也是这教会的优点。
So when you look at a person,
所以当我们看一个人时，
sometimes we need to shift our focus on away from the bad point of the person and onto the good points of this person.
有时候我们需要把我们的注意力放在他们的优点身上，而不是在缺点。
We know that human beings are such that we always look at the weak points of others.
那我们知道，身为人，我们时常都是先看到人家的缺点。
This is not very good.
那这不是非常的好。
When people look at us,
但当其他人在看我们时，
we are also full of weaknesses.
那我们也是充满了软弱。
We want others to look at our good points.
那当我们想人家看我们优点时，
so we must also look at the good points of others.
我们也要先看人家的优点。
Is that not so?
那不是真的吗？
How many of you want others to know your weak points?
那你们这里有哪一些人想要人家知道你的软弱？
Raise your hand.
请你举手。
Only one.
只有一位。
Very spiritual.
非常属灵。
I think it's good. It's good. Even Paul talk about his own weaknesses.
那连保罗都会讲到他自己的弱点。
So I think we need to have a balanced view of others.
所以我相信我们对别人要有一个 一个, 很平等的看待,
when a person makes a small mistake,
当这个人犯了一个小错,
we talk about it all the time.
我们不要一直重复地讲,
this is not very edifying in the church.
这在教会里并不是非常有造就。
Okay, now we come back to 1 Corinthians.
看回哥林多前书,
now we can look at verse 10.
我们看第十节,
verse 10. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
Here Paul began by telling the members in the name of Jesus.
然后这里保罗开始奉主耶稣基督的名说话。
Not to rebuke them as such.
那不是要责备他们。
But rather by helping them to see that it is Christ who is in control.
而是要帮助他们，让他们认识说是主耶稣是首。
Sometimes there may be differences amongst the believers.
那有时候在信徒中有许多的不同。
I think. Especially like during a meeting.
尤其在会议当中,
we have different opinions, we have different ideas and suggestions.
那我们有许多不同的意见或是想法。
I believe everyone suggests, it's for the good of the church. But there are differences. What can we do? Sometimes these differences, if we do not look at it spiritually or with a right mentality, then we can cause division in the church.
那我们可以,纷争就会在教会发生。
That's why Paul reminded them.
那这也是为什么保罗再次提醒他们,
wanted them to look at Christ.
要他们要看基督,
because Christ is the unifying factor in the church.
因为主耶稣基督是合一教,使教会合一的原因。
Sometimes we try very hard to resolve an issue.
那时常我们很努力地要来解决一个问题,
and yet we find that it's difficult to do so.
但却发现是很难的。
When we mention about Christ and his teaching and his sacrifice,
但我们当讲到主耶稣基督的牺牲跟他的爱,
then I think that this will calm everyone down.
你相信说这就必安抚所有的人。
Everyone will start to think about Christ.
所有的人会开始想起基督。
Think about what he has done for us.
想起他所为我们曾经所做的事。
He has done everything that he could to establish his church.
那他舍了一切来建立这个教会。
We turn to Ephesians.
我们请翻开以弗所书,
Chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章.
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章.
We read from verse 14 to verse 17.
第14到17节.
For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of division between us. Verse 15.
15节.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Verse 16.
16节.
That he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
14节, 因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且在自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是在 就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成的一个新人如此变成旧了和睦。十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
There are two key words here mentioned.
这里有两个重点，重要的字。
First one is peace.
第一个就是和睦。
The second is enmity. Enmity, 仇。
第一个是冤仇。
We know that peace and enmity cannot coexist.
那我们知道和睦不能同时与冤仇一起存在。
But we can see how Jesus Christ overcome enmity
但我们可以看主耶稣是如何战胜了冤仇。
First, we ask, where does this enmity, how does this enmity come about?
所以我们首先先问，这冤仇是如何来的？
Through sin.
是借着罪。
So now Jesus removes sin.
那现在主耶稣已除掉了罪。
So that we can be reconciled to God and we can be reconciled to one another.
所以我们现在可以与神和好，也与人和睦。
That's why in His body, the church, there must be peace.
所以也是为什么在神的教会、神的身体中需要有平和睦。
Because this is the work of God.
因为这是神的工作。
He has given the church peace.
他已经给了这个教会和睦。
That's why He said in the book of John.
那这也是他在约翰福音里所说的。
That He is going to give peace to His disciples.
他必将平安赐予他的门徒。
The peace that He gives will be different from the peace of the world.
他所赐的平安与这世上的平安不同。
If you look at the work of Jesus,
那我们如果看主耶稣的工作，
He uses peace to build up His church.
可以发现他用平安和睦来建立他的教会。
To maintain His church.
来管理他的教会。
And to make His church perfect.
那使他的教会成为完全。
If there is a confusion in the world, for example.
那如果现在世上混乱。
Say that in a country where there is civil war.
那我们可以说现在一个国家里有内战。
How do you maintain peace?
那你如果来挟持和睦呢？
You send soldiers in.
你就是差派军队进去。
You use force to instill peace.
那你用武力来达成和睦。
But in the church is different.
但在教会却是不同。
We don't do that.
我们不这样子行。
Because this is the body of Christ.
因为这是神的身体。
We use the word of God to achieve peace.
那我们是用神的话语来达成和睦。
We allow the church to think about the work of God.
我们要让教会来思想神的工作。
So that the church can come to her senses.
那所以这个教会才能有这个认知。
So we come back to 1 Corinthians 10.
我们翻回哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥林多前书第一章第十节。
Here he pleaded with them.
那这里他求代求他们。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
那借着我们主耶稣基督的名。
That they all speak the same thing.
那他们会说一样的话。
So he introduced Jesus to them once again.
所以他再次的介绍主耶稣基督与他们。
I think as far as Paul was concerned, this was a very effective way of resolving church differences.
那我知道保罗那时候知道这是一个最好能够化解教会纷争的方法。
If everyone can look up at Jesus.
如果每个人能观看主耶稣基督，
then all these differences will be resolved.
那是教会所有的不同就会化解。
If everyone can think about the sacrifice of Christ.
那如果每个人都能想起主耶稣的牺牲，
then I don't think anyone want to remain unpeaceful with one another.
那我相信没有一个人不想与其他人和睦相处。
So not only Christ is the unifying factor.
所以不止基督耶稣是和睦的重点。
He is the source of peace.
他是平安和睦的来源。
But we must know how to derive peace from Christ.
那我们也知道，我们要学习如何从神那里得平安。
Of course, Paul heard about their division through a family.
那当然，保罗是借着一个家庭来听到教会的纷争。
That is the close household.
那也是格莱士的家庭。
So Paul told them, where they got his information from.
那保罗跟他们讲说他是从哪里听来他们的问题。
And in fact, partly, Paul believed in what had been said to him. He believed partly in what has been said to him.
那保罗只信一半他所听见的。
Now, when we read from verse 3,
那我们当读第三节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
How many groups of people in the church here? 那
这个教会有几组的人呢？
How many groups?
几组的人？
Who are they? Who are they?
是谁呢？
保罗。Hey. One by one, yeah. Okay. If you want to speak.Four.
有四种。
Really?
真的吗
？Three or four.
三个还是四个？
Does the church belong to Christ?
教会不是属于基督的吗？
So how many?
所以有几组呢？
Okay, now you change your mind.
改变心了，现在有三组。